Praise to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the scripture has said, unto you shall the gathering of the people be. And this is the word of God. So we are here again, O Lord God, in your presence, Lord. Blessed be that holy name. Thank you for the time of praising the Lord. And we know according to thy word, you have inhabited our praises. Now as we read your word this morning, we pray. And we say the entrance thereof giveth light. The word is a lamp unto our feet, it is a light unto our path. We are glad that we are not in darkness. Lord, we have the light of life from our Lord Jesus Christ. So bless your word this morning, Father, as we read. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
And in praise to the Lord Jesus. This morning, by the grace of God, the God of miracles. God of miracles, yes, the God of miracles, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me lay two very important foundational truths here. Number one, God has always been, and we always be the God of miracles. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Number two, yes, God can, and we perform the miracle you and I need anytime, any place. Praise the Lord. He can, and he will perform the miracle that you need. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, in fact, all of us sitting here are the recipient of miracles. The greatest miracle of all is salvation anyway. Praise the Lord. But as we are here waiting for his coming, he made many, many promises of miracles. We thank God for the miracles we have received, salvation, healing, and so forth. I think what I want to talk about this morning is that we want to be in the rhythm of continuous reception of miracles. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, one thing that qualifies anyone for a miracle is a need. So, that's what qualifies one for a miracle. You have a need. So, you are made for a miracle. I'm made for a miracle, amen? We are all made for miracles. God wants his people to live in a new rhythm, a new way of life where miracles are in natural occurrence, amen? Not just last year or 2 years ago or 10 years ago, natural occurrence, I don't know. Whatever our needs might be, our life can be filled with miracles, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. The reason why it's difficult for some, even God's people, to relate to miracles is because man is limited by his own personal environment. Man is a product of his environment, one way or the other, unless you are a strong Christian and you live above those environments and so on like that, you know. Ordinary man is limited by what he hears, what he speaks. Some say you can't even write above your confession anyway. Praise the Lord. And they put limits on the head, you know, that you are so. You have to speak only the word of God. But it's limited. What he observes, if he dwells on that alone, and literally the word of God, and by what he is taught, even they can be taught wrong things in the church, right? Praise the Lord. So, you know, that it happens, so, you know, and some of that, you know. So, anyway, the level on which most humanity lives limits them from entering into a rhythm of miracles because their expectancy level is not at the point where they are looking for a daily manifestation of God's miracle power to flow through their life. You see, that's the limitation, right? You have to be looking daily, you know, for God's manifestation, you know, of his miraculous power in our life, you know. So somehow man has regressed, even the church, from the New Testament days when miracles were a normal occurrence. Everywhere the Lord's disciples went, miracles followed them. Why? Because they were expecting, amen? Because they were expecting. So, the Lord had told them that miracles would be a normal part of their life. That signs and wonders will follow all those who believe. Like in Mark 16, he told us, and so that's why they were living a life of the miraculous life they were living in the early church and so on. Miracles need not be far out of reach or hard for people to grasp if they understand the meaning or thereof. I can simply say that a miracle is what? A miracle is something which cannot happen by human means. Amen? That's simple enough. Praise the Lord. A miracle is something that cannot, happen by human means. A miracle is something that goes beyond man, beyond ourselves. They are not the work of a man, not at all. Regardless of man's increasing mental capabilities or technological breakthroughs, man cannot produce a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
They cannot, you know. So anyway, a miracle is a supernatural manifestation of God that comes into our daily life to deal with events and circumstances that cannot be met by just the normal means. Praise the Lord. That miracle and so on, you know, only God can do it. Our Lord Jesus Christ succinctly expressed this thing in John 15:5, the last part. Without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is in John 15, about the last part of that verse, verse 5 and so on, you know. God can and will supernaturally provide what we need if we live daily in expectancy of miracles. It's a true thing that without expectation, there's no miracle. Amen? You got to expect. Praise the Lord. You got to expect. Expectation brings miracles. Expecting what God says he will do, you know, brings miracles and so on, that, you know. God may use someone, you don't tell him what to do, how to do it. God may use someone as an instrument to give you the miracle you need. He can even use an angel to supply your need, amen? Praise the Lord. Scriptures abound. Such was Elijah. Let me get into that one a little bit. I always say here, Elijah's story will never be told until the end of the age, amen? Because it's coming back again. Praise the Lord. Now here is, I say you can use angel. You can use two times in Elijah's life. 1 Kings 17:6. And the ravens, he used ravens, amen? You see? I know. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. At another time, 1 Kings 19:5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him, and said unto him, arise and eat. Verse 7 says, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat. So you can use any means, you can use another person to provide what you need. You can use an angel, be with a raven. Praise the Lord. That's why a miracle is something that no man can do. Only God can do it. You know? People look at miracles as an exception. But to God, it is the rule. Amen? Praise the Lord. See? But God is trying to teach you and I that miracles should be the normal experience of our life. Because God's character is to perform miracles. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. The God of miracles. Miracles are the natural characteristics of God. He doesn't do anything contrary to his nature. And therefore, miracles are not unnatural to him. They are a natural flow of God's love to us, his people. Remember how I define miracle and so on? It's something that cannot happen by human means. So that's a little bit that your mind and soul. So when we receive a miracle from God, we cannot explain it. You can't explain a miracle, eh? If you can explain it's not a miracle, praise the Lord. If you can explain it's not a miracle, you see? If you are wondering, you know, so how the world was created by the word of God. You can't explain it, it's a miracle. The universe infinite. You can't explain it, it's a miracle. Praise the Lord. The incarnation, God coming to mind, it's a miracle. You can't explain it, amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so we see that there. So we cannot explain it. We are not to even to question it. We must just accept it, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And we do not even know how it happened, but God did it, and that settles it all. Amen. God did it, and that settles it. That's a miracle as well. The key is coming into an experience in our life where we expect God to intervene in our daily needs. Amen. That is the key right there. Expect God, daily in our life to intervene, in our daily needs. And in a way too, is a God, is our Father, good Father. So to the children of Israel, let's see what happened to them. Talking about God of miracles, right? The Bible is full of miracles and so on. To the children of Israel, God appeared in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He opened the Red Sea and they passed through as it is of a dry land, the Bible says. He fed them from heaven for 40 years. Over 2 million people. He fed them for 40 years in the wilderness and so on. And he clothed them in their, their clothes not where. Their shoes is nowhere and so on. In the wilderness. He rode back to the river Jordan. In fact, 3 times that river had been rode back by God. The first time was their entry into the promised land under Joshua. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And there were 2 million people, rode back to Jordan. Of course, the Red Sea, for Egypt, go back and come back, Second time, Elijah the prophet, on the page for the translation and so on, with Elisha and so forth. He passed with his mantle, the Jordan, and it's opened up, and he passed there and so on. Then Elisha himself, on his way back, after Elijah was taken, where is the Lord God of Elijah, Now, Elijah is gone, Elisha, you have to beat yourself now, You have, you have a double portion now, right? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Then you know what he was taught. That's a double portion now. Did the same thing. Took him out and bam! Jordan opened up, amen? 3 times. That river has been passed. So nobody can say it's an accident or something happened, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The God of miracles and so on and that, So you see. And, so we see right there. God walked into the lion's den when one of his faithful children was in the lion's den, right? And show them out of the lion, and they couldn't hurt him. Praise the Lord. Where the lamenting king came in the morning was his friend. Oh, Daniel, is the Lord that God who you serve night and day was able to keep you from live, O king God. Inasmuch I have done no evil to anybody, and so on, my God has sent his angel,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God of miracles and so forth. And you think that you are not hungry, people, people, you start to explain miracle, right? You can't explain it. Those who collude together and put him in there, they now took them to the lion there, and the master, they took mastery of them. They broke their bones, amen? Praise the Lord. So we see miracles and God and the people and so on that, So many miracles in the Bible, which is something like that, He is the same God that we can keep on naming what he did. He is the same God that we serve. He has not changed. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The God we serve is the miracle working God who has always dealt with his people by performing miracles on their behalf. Men may change and they do. Church structure may change and they do. Theology changes and they do. But God does not change. We serve a God of miracles. Oh, it is the same every day. The testimony, he is the supernatural God. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8 says so. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Even the Old Testament prophet Malachi says, Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. And we too are. God doesn't change. Our Lord Jesus Christ and all that. Anyway, from man's existence in the Garden of Eden until today, God's methodology of revealing himself and dealing with his people has not changed. He is not a God of dispensation or time. He has no beginning or an ending. He doesn't. Many scriptures bear that out. Psalm 90 verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever, thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Amen. He has no beginning, he has no end, and so on about, Micah 5:2 says, But thou, talking about the incarnation now coming and so ahead of time. Maybe. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. Now what is this here? Whose goings forth has been from of old, from everlasting in it. He has no beginning, has no end, and something like that, you know. When he appears to Abraham in Theophany, they call him Melchizedek and something like that, you know. Here is how they describe Melchizedek and so on, and we know it is God. Theophany applied to Abraham in Hebrews 7:3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days, nor end of life, but was made that unto the Son of God abideth a priest continually. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He, no beginning, no end, and so on, no father, no mother. Praise the Lord. Joseph wasn't his father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. We must not allow the traditions of man or any preconceived idea to hinder us from receiving all the daily miracle we need from the Lord. We must make our own decision. We cannot live on our life based on people's opinion and so on. We have to live by the word of God. Now the question is this. With the God who created the heaven and earth, Genesis 1:1, the God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, Egyptian captivity, who provided food and clothing for them for 40 years, like I said before, in the wilderness. The God who sent His Holy Spirit, or His Holy Son, into the world to die and set men free from from the power of sin and Satan and sickness and death. The God who raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that's in Acts 2:31-33. The God who gave spiritual gifts to believers in the church and so on, 1 Corinthians 12. The God who gave power and authority to believers in Luke 10:19, I give unto you power, he said, over all the power of the enemies, in Luke 10:19. That is God who will one day soon set up his heavenly kingdom on the earth, Revelation 21 says so. Will that same God work a miracle for you today, whatever you need? Absolutely yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a few things, amen, that you adore, amen. You will do it. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you need, yes sir, you will. He has performed miracles for millions of others among people of the world. He will do the same thing for you today, amen. Whatever it is that you need. Praise the Lord. God of miracles and so on. Basically, God has two purposes for performing miracles. Well, number one, he is a God of compassion. We know that. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me put two other ones to it. Why is this miracle? Number one, to fulfill his will and to confirm his word. So that's one basic thing. To fulfill his will and to confirm his word. Number two, to provide for the needs of his children. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's expatiate on these two basic things and so on. We know he's a God of compassion too, you know. So, God performs miracles to fulfill his will and to confirm his word. Let's expand on that a little bit. On many occasions, God has used miracles to prove himself. There were many gods in the Old Testament and even today, you know, in our own time and so on. And every hidden tribe had their gods. But what the Bible say about those gods? In Psalm 115:4, all those gods and so on are no gods, you know, 115 of Psalm 4. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes as they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses as they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet as they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in that idol. That is the God of the world, right? Praise the Lord. The idol, what they call God and stuff like that, you know. Even people run to some of them in Athens. I can't let you, like in Athens and so on. So the unknown God, he said, you know, praise God. Anyway, so we see. But God, the true God, proved to the world that he was the only true and living God. How did he do it? Through miracles. I'm saying two basic things here. It's money that God put miracles to confirm his word in it and his will. Praise the Lord. Through miracles and supernatural intervention in the lives of the Jewish people or nation in the Old Testament and so forth, God raised up a people and manifested himself to the world through those people, the Jewish people and so on, so that the whole world will know there is only one God, the true God, the living God, and Jehovah is his name. Amen? Praise the Lord. That to them Jews that time and so on that, you know. So that's it. The call of Moses was an example. God called him and gave him a special job to fulfill. History that many people know about and so on. Moses was chosen by God to lead the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. The job of leading millions of Jews out of Egypt was an impossible task in the eyes of Moses. But God had a plan. God was not only going to use miracles to lead the Jews out of Egyptian bondage, he was also going to use miracles to reveal himself as Jehovah to his people for the first time. Yeah, for the first time. He will be visited, you know, as Jehovah. Up to that time, they only knew him by the name of God Almighty. But now, when they come with it, they were going to know him as Jehovah. What I'm talking about is in Exodus 6:2. Up to that time, they knew as the Almighty God. But now, I'm going to present it to them as Jehovah. Exodus 6:2. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Amen? For the first time, I'm going to show himself as the Jehovah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Where else do you want Jehovah mean? Jehovah signifies God's self-revelation as the eternal self-existent one who keeps his promises. And this Jehovah, in covenant with the people, reveals himself through various names, each highlighting a specific aspect of his character and relationship with them. Let's know this covenant name attached to the Jehovah. Number one, they include Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, amen? Praise the Lord. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Rohan, the Lord is my shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want him. Eh? Praise the Lord. Jehovah Rohan, he said. And my shepherd, Jehovah Sekunu. The Lord, our righteousness, and Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, amen? For the first time, you should know him as God Almighty, but this time say Jehovah, and I'm going to call Moses and so on like that, you know, the God of miracles and so forth. God revealed to Moses how he will use miracles to fulfill his will and his word. He had entered into a solemn covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God had promised to give their descendants the land of Canaan, and they are still fighting over it. They are not they are fighting that today, the healing and so on. Praise the Lord. It's there anyway, praise the Lord. From the River Euphrates to the River Nile. Praise the Lord. It belongs to them anyway. Now, so God had promised to give their descendants the land of Canaan. He had heard the groanings of the people of Israel who were in slavery to the Egyptians, and now the time has come. He was ready to deliver them. To further emphasize to the people of Israel how important a visible manifestation of the fulfillment of his word to them was, God hardened Pharaoh's heart 9 times so that God would have more opportunities to prove to Israel and Egypt his great miracle power. Amen? Praise the Lord. God of miracles. 10 times I said, it wasn't until after God had turned the water of Egypt into blood, Exodus 7, sent plagues of frogs, lice, flies, boils, hail, locusts, the plague of the cattle, and that is Exodus 8 through 10, sent darkness throughout all over Egypt, except for Goshen, where the king of Israel lived. God of miracles, right? There was darkness all over Egypt. There was light in Goshen, amen? God of miracles, praise the Lord. And, for 3 days and something like that, you know. And killed all their firstborn throughout all Egypt, except for Goshen and something like that, you know. That Pharaoh released the Israelites, amen? To reveal his power, to make what is will, and to confirm his word, amen? Praise the Lord. Confirming his word and to make his way to know. So God used all these miracles to fulfill his word and his way. And all throughout the Old Testament, Jehovah God proved himself. As I first time mentioned, you know, what he did and so on, more of it, he led them, you know, by the pillar of fire and the cloud and so forth, you know. He answered them by fire, like on Mount Carmel, praise the Lord. Let the brother answer by fire, let him be God, amen. Elijah and the prophets of Baal, praise the Lord. Answer them by fire and so on, that, you know. And, you know, he stopped the mouth of lions, like I said. And, you know, preserving, Daniel's life. Not only that, Bible says he quenched the violence of fire, amen. Hebrews 11, praise the Lord. Supernatural miracles and so forth that the Lord showed and so on, that, you know. The three good children and so forth. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, know this, sir. We will not bow down to you to start your image and so on. No matter what you do, won't bow you down. Oh, King, and so it was wrong. Anyway, and we know, you know, and they put them in the three furnace and so forth. And they think so. If we put three people there, and now before I saw four, and the first one like the son of God, son of man, praise the Lord. And God has a great testimony. There is no God like unto the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Amen. To show forth his power and his will. To use miracles and so on, that, you know. So, well, God also used miracles to reveal himself in the New Testament. I just kind of summarized how he used miracles in the Old Testament. He didn't even cover, you know, his tip of it and so on, that, you know. So, he also used miracles to reveal himself in the New Testament. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are told in Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. Can you imagine from Jerusalem to all the way to Syria? You know, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they brought unto him all the sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, meaning paralyzed people and so forth. And in here the Bible says, praise the Lord, you know,
yeah.
About 25 says, and they have followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. The same God, you know. So, but why they follow him? You know, because of the miracles and so forth of healing. you know, that he performed. So they saw the blind eyes opened. They saw deaf ears unstopped. They saw the lame walk. So through miracles, our Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself as the Son of God, the promised Savior and Messiah. Praise the Lord. Through miracles and all that, Jesus and all that, you know. And you know, when John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Christ, was in prison, said two of his disciples, go ask him, are you the one to expect or another to come? Let me read that in Matthew 2, talking about, you know, how God revealed part of Matthew 11, 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the words of Christ, the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, Art thou he that you come, or do we do for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. So the Lord pointed to them the miracles as proof of whom he was. Amen. Praise the Lord. Talking about miracles and God of miracles and so on, just in a different way this morning. Even at another time, another occasion, when the Jews were ready to stone him, which of this word do you stone me for? He asked them, praise the Lord. Which of this word do you stone me for? Anyway, he referred again to the miracles of, you know, or works which he had done. In John 10, 37, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I'm in him. So we see how God used miracles to prove himself, and to fulfill the word. And we, throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, he did that throughout, you know, something that, you know. He is still doing the same thing today. Wherever people will open their hearts to believe and receive, amen? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So anyway, the second important purpose, you know, because I mentioned two purposes, right? For God performing miracles today is to provide for the need of his people. Amen. The first one was to show, confirm his word, and to manifest his will. So the second one is to meet the need of his people. For the sake of brevity or time and so on, let's just pick two out of the Bible. One in the Old Testament of how God met the need of his people, and one in the New Testament, you see? 2 Kings 4, 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, the handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, the prophet said, borrow not a few, he said. No? Borrow not a few. When thou hast come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and her son and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stopped. Praise the Lord. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children on the rest. So what do we see here? So the woman didn't know what to do. She was in a fix, right? Didn't know what to do, and so on. Come to our wit's end, right? Praise the Lord. She came to our wit's end, didn't know what to do, and so forth. But he knew there was a prophet of God in there by the name of Elisha, as we read there, and so on. So she went to him and explained her situation, her problem. And Elisha, of course, was a man of faith, and so on. Elisha didn't look to himself or man for the answer. He didn't ask God if it was a God's way to meet the woman's need. He didn't need to say, God, is this your way? He didn't do any of those things and all that, you know. And he knew God and trusted him for a miracle. Elisha's instructions were so simple, as we read here. He told her to go borrow many empty containers she could find. Then she was to shut herself up in her house with her two sons and so on, and began to pour the oil out of a small bottle the oil, and fill so many containers you can find. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God being miracle to supply the need of his people. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One example. See? Look, how can you explain that? Out of a bottle of oil. If he has borrowed $1 million, it has been filled and not so. Amen. You can't explain that. That's God in action. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Working miracles to supply the need of his people. Anyway, what Elisha asked us to do seemed ridiculous, right? The natural man doesn't decide the things of God. They are foolishness to him, right? Praise the Lord. See, that's the natural man, but the spiritual man, anyway. So ridiculous in the natural. But she did not question it, amen? Praise the Lord. She obeyed the word of God and so on, and that, you know. Did you question it? And so she was obedient. She recognized Elisha as God's spokesman and acted on his word. This action requires a simplicity of faith in God and the prophet of God. Amen. At one time, Judah was in trouble. About three or four nations, 2 Chronicles 20, invaded Jerusalem, wanted to invade Jerusalem and so on, you know. And Joshua said, look, Lord, they call a national fast, right? You know, the national fast and so on. And even children fast every Saturday. And remember his prayer, Lord, we have no might against this host. Neither do we know what to do, amen? I like that. I don't even know what to do. You know, he confessed and so on. You know, anyway. And at the end, as you were saying, the prophecies came and so on. Don't have to fight in this battle. Praise the Lord. The battle is the Lord, he said. Praise the Lord. The prophecies came and so on. They were taking the Lord and so on. That, you know. And then you just set yourself and set singers and people to praise the Lord and so on. And so they obeyed. So the second day, Joshua believed. He said, believe in the Lord your God so that you be established. Believe his prophet. So that you prophet as no prosper. Amen. So this woman obeyed the prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of God. And so on like that, you know. So the same thing today, anyway, so many people have a difficulty in reaching this point, this woman reached, because they are too busy trying to reason things out for themselves. See? And that's why you don't get miracles, right? You can't reason it out, you know. As a result of a simple act of obedience and faith in the word spoken by the prophet, she received a miracle. God supernaturally multiplied the oil until all the containers she had borrowed were filled. She sold enough to pay off her debt, as the prophecy said, and she lived on the rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are saying that asking why God performed miracles, one, to show forth his power, we talked about that, and to reveal who he is and his power. Second one, thing, to meet the need of his children. Amen. Because at one time or the other, we'll be in the need of miracles. Praise the Lord. And he is the God of miracles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I tell you, put one for the Old Testament and one for the New. All familiar story, yes. Bible says in Romans 12, we have to renew our minds, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. By the word of the Lord. Let's put one for the New Testament. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was deceased with an issue of blood, 12 years, look at how long she had suffered, 12 years, came behind the name, behind the Lord, and tore the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. He did miracle to fulfill the need of his people. This woman has suffered from a flow of blood for 12 whole years, 12 long years. She has tried everything. Her money was gone. She spent all her money upon all the physicians. Another passage of the scripture saying the gospel and so on. Was any better? It got worse. Instead of her condition improving, it only grew worse. One day, as we read that scripture, she heard about a man, we want to call him a man, who had power to heal. She was desperate. This was her last hope now. She believed and acted upon the word, the testimony she has had. Maybe she heard that at the manner at kind of Galilee, what I was talking to one, maybe she has heard that one and so on. Maybe she has heard about the man with a withered hand in the temple and so on. The Lord said, set out your hand. And was, he has seen this miracle and so on. So now she has faith to go. Anyway, so what happened there? So she was willing. She was willing to believe God and so on. She did not allow anything to stand in her way. God was her pride and her fear of what others would think. She was willing to face the criticism and rejection of the crowd. She pushed her way through to the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no one there to tell her that she was unworthy to receive a miracle. He won't listen to you. There was no one there to tell her that following after miracles was carnal. She came to the Lord Jesus expecting to receive, amen? Expectancy and then miracle, right? Expecting to receive. There was no doubt. No, if it is God's will. He's like, no, if it is God's will. No, none of those things. That, you know? She knew that if she could even touch the hem of his garment, she'd be healed. And she got a miracle and so on. In response to her need, of course, and her simple faith. In the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord, she received a miracle from God, amen? So we are talking about why God made miracles and so on. First of all, to show his power. He hardened Pharaoh's heart that may show his power, right? And then his will and so forth. Number two, to provide the need of his children. He knows that what we have need of miracles, one time or the other in our life, and we have all the recipients of miracles, but we won't be here today, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So there are many more examples in the Bible anyway where God performed miracles to meet our needs. But what is so exciting to see today is that God is still meeting people at the point of their needs miraculously. Praise the Lord. That is the emphasis and so on. So we see that God, in relationship to man, miracles are extremely important, actually. They are not kind of manifestations for the fulfillment of the flesh. No, it's to meet his children's needs, amen? Praise the Lord. Many ministers and so on, they go on and all to do something. No, to meet the need of the people. The purpose of miracles is to provide for the need of God's children. And to fulfill, I'm repeating this one, and to fulfill his word and will on the earth. So most people have mistakenly relegated miracles to something happen just one time and something like that, or once in a lifetime experience. Ought not to be so at all, So wrapping up here, we must not fall into that kind of a trap, you know. Miracles are the natural characteristic of God and should also be part of our nation, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are made for a miracle. I'm made for a miracle, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know what he does? Man, even himself is a miracle creation of God. You are created for miracles, brother and sister. And miracles were created for you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Miracles are not the exception. God's purpose for our life, for your life, for my life, is that you live, breathe, and move in the supernatural. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Live, move, breathe in the supernatural. God, you know, he called us for and so on, that you know. God spoke this world into existence by his word. He said, let there be light.
Yes, sir.
And there was light, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. His word brought miracle after miracle. The sun, the moon, the stars, the sea, the heavens, trees, flowers, birds, fish, every living thing that you see on earth today is a miracle of God, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. And even man himself, from a little pile of dust, he formed man and breathed the breath of life into man. Praise the Lord. So we are miracles. God placed Adam and Eve upon the earth and provided everything they needed. He planted for them, he planned for them to live a miracle existence. Amen? That's God's plan. He didn't change that plan. He intended for them to never even die. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Strong, you know. They were free of worry. They were free of pain or disease at the beginning. He placed them in a beautiful garden with fruits and herbs of every kind. They didn't need any clothing to protect them from the elements. Why? Because he created a perfect weather for them, isn't it? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, a caring God, a caring Father, right? You cast him out of it by casting all your cares upon him, even today, for he cares for you and I. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not only did he create everything by a miracle and spoke everything Adam and Eve needed to survive, he fellowship with them, isn't it? Praise the Lord. They were his creation and he treated them as his children. In the cool of the day, you know in the Bible and so, he came down, the eternal God came down. Praise the Lord. You know, to fellowship with them and so on that, you know. And so on that, you know. So anyway, and he walked and talked with them. And this was God's original plan for man. God's intention was total care and total provision. Amen?
Amen.
And he hadn't changed his mind. So finish all this morning. Just talking God of miracles in just one perspective there this morning. This perfect set I just read in the Garden of Eden is far removed from the world today. We live in a world today filled with pain, sorrow, turmoil, fear, confusion, hate, war, strife, sin, disease, and even death. Man struggles to exist. All of these things were not part of God's original plan, amen? I just told you original plan, how it was, and so on that, you know. But because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, mankind is now confronted with all these problems and conditions that exist as a result of the sin of the first parents and so on. The good news is that God has made miracle provision for his children, amen? Despite what has happened, yes. Yeah. Miracle provision for his children and so on. Even though we live in this type of environment, it is possible for us to have every need in our lives met on a consistent basis. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God of miracles, right? You know, and God wants us, wants you and I to live in a rhythm of miracles. We are miracles are a normal part of our daily lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. That is the will of God, you know. God has provided a way. Anyway, you know, for us, thank God for that and so on. And we have access to him through the life death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in John 10:10. I come that I may have life, that I may have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, by our access to Him, all things are possible in Him. Praise the Lord. I say all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. All things are possible by our access to Him. By our being His children, all our needs can be met. Philippians 4:19. We can receive anything simply by asking in Jesus' name. John 14:13. Amen. Praise the Lord. God wants us to live in a rhythm of miracles. I keep on repeating that one. How is it going to be? How is that possible? Through a miracle-working God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made miracle provision for all, for us in His word. So let me recap, here by definition of a miracle and so on. Remember, therefore, the definition of a miracle is something which cannot happen by human means. Amen? Let me recap it now. So, the trust in the Lord and so on. And the purpose of miracles today is to provide for our need and to fulfill God's word and His will. God's word is full of so many promises to us which require a miracle. A divine intervention is required. Something which cannot happen by human means. So if God's promises require a miracle, then He is more than willing to give us a miracle. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. It has simple and all that, So this morning, I close with this one. Whatever problem I face, whatever problem you face, if you need a solution that cannot be met by human means, then you need a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's simple. And we serve the God of miracles. Right? And Matthew 7, with this picture, Matthew 7, 7 to 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Amen?
Yeah.
Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And nobody let us now. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Amen?
Yeah.
And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Blessed be His holy name.
Amen.
Father, we thank You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of miracles and so forth. We can stand here for weeks and talk of the miracle working power of the living God, our Father and our Savior, our Lord, our provider, our all in all. We thank You, Father. We worship You, Lord. Bible says we have been made partakers of Your divine nature. So help us day by day to live in the rhythm of the miraculous life, that abundant life that is talked about in John 10:10, the miraculous life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bible says all things are ours because we are God's children. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nothing, He will not withhold anything from us. He will know that cannot His own son, but deliver Him for them for us all. How shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? Blessed be Thy name, O Father. Teach us, day by day, casting all our care upon Him, 1 Peter 5:7, for He careth for us, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That our life will be a succession of miracles.
Amen.
In the almighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And in the praise of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You tell
me. I know.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus.